Well, you just speak of them. My dad always just called them by name, sheep.
All right. And then to chickens.
Chicky.
And if you're going to, it's time to, you're going to get, take a horse out and drive it. You might say, I want to I've got to go out and,
plow.
Yeah, and so before you go out and plow, you have to take the stuff down and put it on the horse.
Put the harness on the horse.
Uh-huh. And would you call it the same thing for driving? Driving or plowing?
Yeah, I'd say you would.
And the things you hold when you're driving?
Lines.
Now, would that be the same on a wagon or a buggy?
Yes.
And if you're riding horseback?
No, I'd be a bridle reins.
All right. And the things you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Now, what did you call the horse when you're plowing? The horse that walked in the walked on the left.
Called him an elk. On the land.
Uh-huh. That was the one on the land.
That's right. He wasn't in the fur.
What'd you call the one in the fur?
Leader.
The leader. And if someone fell this way, are you too cold out here?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm all right.
Okay. Because
I'm all right.
You mentioned that you...
No, I'm all right now. I have to put this coat on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone fell this way...
Backwards.
And if you fell this way...
Forward.
And if something isn't difficult to find, you know, to buy, you know, just about any store would have it, you'd say, oh, that's not hard to find. You can find one of them almost any. You know, like, someone saw a rake you were using. They said, gee, that's really a nice rake. I'd like to get one. I haven't seen any of those. You'd say, oh, they're easy to find. You can buy one of those almost.
Yeah, well.
Uh-huh. And... now, in corn production, how much corn do you get to an acre nowadays? That would be good.
At the present time?
Yeah.
Well, all the way from 150 to 200 bushel.
And then, how about when you were born?
Oh, I'd say from 30 to 50 bushel.
Uh-huh. So it's about three times as
much.
That's
right.
Huh?
That's right.
I saw on on television this morning, right before I left, came over here, the farmers in Missouri, they're throwing their corn in the river because...
blight?
No, it's perfectly good, but they'll only, because of the freeze they put on, the price freeze, and they're only getting $1.05 a bushel, and so they said they'd rather throw it away than sell it, but it's and they were throwing it in the river. If you raised about 100, 150 bushels to an acre, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
Yeah. Now, did you raise? I don't remember if I talked to you about wheat last time. Did you raise much wheat in?
Back in my boy days,
yeah.
Not too much.
Now you do.
And no, there's not much wheat now raised. But back in about the middle of my age, well, everybody had a patch of wheat.
Uh-huh. If you were removing the trees from the land and the brush, you'd say that we
grubbed. Grubbing.
All right. Now grubbing would be. That would be getting out there and getting out the
stumps
and everything.
Yeah.
But the
clearing the land.
That's just leveling it off.
That's right.
So you grub the land when you're going to plow it, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to plant it, you're going to plow and put a crop in there. That would be grubbing it.
Well, not altogether for.